It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio Senior News Analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. The Michigan Department of Environmental Quality is suing the city of Flint. That's because the city council won't approve a long-term plan for Flint to get its drinking water or put forward its own proposal. The state alleges that the council's failure to approve a recommendation to buy water long-term from a Detroit area system is endangering a public already troubled by a lead-tainted water crisis. Jack, it's interesting that the same state agency that's been blamed for much of Flint's water crisis is now trying to force the city to accept a deal to get safe drinking water.
It's irony of irony, especially when the state is paying millions of dollars to defend the former officials who had to leave office over this. But the fact of the matter is that this is really the right thing to do for Flint to go with the Great Lakes Water Authority. The Karagandy Authority is not ready for prime time yet. They'd have to revitalize an old plant that is suspect. And if I lived in Flint, justifiably, I'd want a clean, reliable source of drinking water, which they again have, and I'd be very jittery about changing. So they need to go ahead and sign this contract and get one more worry off the table.
Jack, earlier this week, you wrote about a new contender in the race to unseat Senator Debbie Stabenow in 2018. Former Michigan Supreme Court Justice Robert Young Jr. officially launched his campaign for the Republican nomination on Wednesday. Young is the second Republican to seek the nomination. Lena Epstein launched her campaign back in May, and there's talk of a few others jumping in the race. But Jack, as you pointed out, since 1974, Senator Stabenow has beaten every Republican who's run against her. What would it take for someone to unseat her?
Divine intervention or an invasion by space aliens. Seriously, you never say never. And, you know, we don't know officially that Senator Stabenow is running again. She's 67 years old. That's not that old by any means, but you never know. But if she runs, it is very, very hard to imagine her being vulnerable. She won by a million votes last time. And this year, in 2018, there's almost always a reaction against the party that holds the White House in the first midterm elections. Additionally, Republicans in the state, led by Governor Snyder and the Flint water crisis and the legislature are none too popular. It's very hard for me to see a scenario where Debbie Stabenow does not win re-election, but everybody should have a legitimate opponent, and whether you agree with Justice Young politically or not, he certainly has credentials.
State Attorney General Bill Schuette is calling for a specific and definite timetable to shut down twin oil pipelines beneath the Straits of Mackinac. State officials this week released a consulting firm's draft report listing alternatives for dealing with Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline. The report says that Line 5 could operate indefinitely, but Schuette strongly disagrees. Environmental groups say the line is unsafe and want it removed, although Enbridge says it's in great shape. In full disclosure, Enbridge is a financial supporter of this station. Jack, do you think Schuette's heart is in this battle?
Well, to add another full disclosure, Enbridge is the firm that operated the pipeline that burst in the Kalamazoo River a few years ago, doing $1 billion worth of damage. All these folks are saying, yes, we must replace the pipeline, but there's no pressure for any deadline. The best piece on this I've seen is today in domagazine.com. Ken Winter nails it in a piece in that publication. If Schuette were serious, he'd be calling for deadlines. He might be seeking to take action, but nobody's really doing that. The fact of the matter is it would cost a lot of money to do something else other than the pipeline, but if that pipeline were to break, both Lake Huron and Lake Michigan might be irrevocably damaged.
And lastly, Jack, a new study has some advice for Michigan from states where marijuana has been legalized for recreational use. The bottom line is start getting ready now. Apparently, there's a lot to think about, including training police officers to spot people who are driving while high, new public education campaigns, staff and money for state toxicology labs. Jack, supporters of legal marijuana hope to put a ballot initiative before voters in 2018. Do you think Michigan is ready?
There's that old saying, be careful what you wish for, you might get it. I have to say that I have some bias in this because I drive about 30,000 miles a year. Everybody that drives that much has close calls. Have one more class of distracted drivers on the roads doesn't thrill me. I'm not saying that I'm against this, but I think we need to be very careful. And again, you're absolutely right. There's a whole lot to consider. So I guess if the voters passed it, we'll have to jump to and, you know, Americans are people who get ready. We've turned on a dime and got the whole economy turned around to start World War II. So we can do this. But I think it's very well to remind people that there's a lot of work to be done.
All right, Jack. Thanks so much for your insights. And it's great to have you back.
I hope you get legally high over the 4th of July.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.